Under current law, student IDs would no longer be a valid form of identification at the polls, starting with elections this fall. But through a committee of conference, House and Senate lawmakers agreed to keep student IDs on the list. Lead House negotiator Gary Richardson, a Democrat, said he expects the House to support the deal.
It reaches the primary goal we had, and that is to put off the requirement of city town clerks taking photographs of voters. We wish it had been repealed completely, but the Senate was willing to agree to put it off for 2 years, and we're happy to do that.
The deal would also allow voters 65 and older to keep using their IDs after they expire. Moderators could also identify voters they recognize who don't have valid identification. Voters without ID will still be able to cast a ballot after signing an affidavit. The full House and Senate will vote on the proposal next week. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.